Same confidence we always have. Obviously, this league is really tough. Every yard you fight for is really hard, obviously. But to go 17 plays, 80 yards, I think we had about 9 minutes on the clock. That's just, man, that just says about the fight in this team. I'm just so happy for my teammates. Right before I went out, I just prayed. I said, Lord, your will is going to be done. I'm going to go out there and give everything I got. And I'm glad that it worked out in our favor today.
What if you guys have put 2 minute drives together before, but to get it in this situation?
Yeah.
To get them, what does that do for the team overall? What does that do for you? It's your first full quarterback.
Yeah, it goes back to when, quote unquote, the games were out of hand and, oh, does it really matter? Every one of those 2 minute drives matters. And it showed today because, oh, we're scoring late. No, any yard I said, to gain in this league, especially against that defense, my goodness, they got dudes all over the place. To be able to do it, I'm just so happy for my teammates. To see them smile, to see them, we're running the ball good, and him come back to the huddle fired up, feeling good about themselves. That's the kind of stuff that fires me up. That was awesome. Amazing. Hopefully there's many more to come. Because I like this feeling better than the other one, that's for sure. I'm glad that this time finally came. I'll be able to enjoy it, but just like this league, doesn't care. You got to go on to the next one. So I'm going to enjoy the heck out of this one, I promise you that, but I'll also be getting ready for the next one.
You were one of the last guys to take your jersey and everything off. I saw you going around, you're slapping everything. Did you just want to kind of soak it in just a little bit?
Absolutely. Because I know how hard it is to win in this league. I know how much effort, how much fight, how much toughness mentally, physically, spiritually. This game has taken a toll on us this year. I know how hard it is. And so I just wanted to know, I wanted to let everybody know and just let them get excited too. Go fire them up, hug on the guys, and, just tell them, hey, this is what we can do. Encourage them. Be a great encouragement to those guys. And, it made my day just seeing all those guys celebrating there. That was awesome.
Can you talk about the spark that Murray gave you after the
game? Oh, my goodness. I think he broke a record, didn't he? My goodness. The guy did a great job for us today. I'm trying to think of a lot of good things to say about him, but there's too many, it's sad that he had to, end the night so early. So I'll be praying for him that he'll, for healing over him, but he ran hard. I mean, like I said, he's been third string, got a couple carries last week, did some good things, came out today, did some really good things, and, gave us a spark, and it was really good. And, the coolest thing, about the whole thing was when he was doing that, all those other running backs were chest bumping him, loving on him. That's a sign of a good team. That's a sign of a really good team. I've seen things on film where a guy will score and someone on the field that didn't get the ball will get upset. And so we're moving this thing in the right direction. We just got to continue to work.
You get a sense that you guys were able to, beat down the Chiefs defensive line from that last drive, that you guys were able to dominate them like that?
I will never say that. I can't say that. They're too good, and we got to play them again. I got to play them a lot more. I thought that our offensive line just did a great job of executing. They fought really hard. It meant a lot to us. But against a defense like that, that's so stout, that's so good, they were on a hot streak. For our guys to be able to do that, I was just so happy for them. I was just so happy to see our guys be able to run like that.
Before that final drive, it seemed like the momentum just seemed to have shifted. Obviously, during that fourth quarter, 14 unanswered. Talk about the energy, what you guys were talking about before that.
Man, I just kept encouraging people, just like I have every game. I said, hey, man. Hey, we're going to win this thing. There's no doubt in my mind. We're going to go win it. And I've said that a lot of times now. I like when Michael Jordan said, he missed a lot of game winners before they hit a good one. that quote's good for our team right now. We were always encouraging each other every time. We thought we were going to win it every time, but today we were blessed that we were able to win it.
Maybe if you guys had stuck together like you have.
No.
Maybe you're not victors.
Oh, no doubt.
Like, can you talk about the perseverance of this group to stay together?
Man, patient endurance. That's hard. It's hard to continue to go to work and work your tail off when you're owing whatever. You know, that's really hard. You know, but we kept fighting. You know, we believed in what Coach Brano was preaching to us. Our teammates believed in each other. And praise God, man, we finally got a win. Yeah, you never want to use an excuse, but because we won, obviously some things are a little bit difficult. You know, obviously the ball gets a little slippery, you know, all those kind of things, footwork and footing and all that, but it's never an excuse, you know, win or lose. But to say it had an effect, I can't say that it did, but obviously, you know, you do some different things. Good. Thank you all. God bless.